This is the candidate for House District 29, Grady. And I always mispronounce your last name, Grady. Newis, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. You got it.
All right. Thanks to the whippersnapper, actually. But that it's funny when you're doing radio, you get these voices in your ear. And all of a sudden, from down high, I heard Newis. So I wasn't really guessing. But hey, welcome to the show, Grady.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on a Saturday. This
yeah,
is great.
Yeah, you better believe it. So House District 29, where is it?
It encompasses all of Jefferson County, Westminster, and the eastern portion of Arvada all the way down to I-70.
Wow, that is a big one. And
yeah, square footage, it stretches all the way from 120th and Sheridan all the way down to Wheat Ridge. So it is pretty extensive.
And let's see, in that seat right now, you've got, naturally, got a Democrat.
Yes.
And is this the incumbent that's running again?
Yes, she's going for her fourth and final reelection, and I'm trying to be the pivot in between them.
All right. How are you going to do that?
Well, I did it by starting 13 months ago. I came out, and from day one, I've been running a policy-driven campaign. And the number one reason that I'm calling you today, and I need to bring attention to this, is over the past 2.5 weeks, I have had close to $250,000 spent against me by a George Soros-funded super PAC. So I started getting stuff out of my mail, and one day one of these attack ads says that I am part of the white supremacy movement.
Wow.
On the same, they say that I attacked and physically assaulted a pregnant woman. So after getting three more of these hit pieces within a week, I finally lawyered up 2 days ago with Scott Gessler, and we are now filing criminal charges against our Colorado Values IEC super PAC.
Yeah, I really appreciate the fact that you sent me this letter, this notice letter from Scott, a three-page letter putting the secretary, the district attorney of Jefferson County on notice that these things have been going on and that they're appear to be a clear, explicit violation of campaign law. You know, one thing that that tells me, though, Grady, there must be some concern up there about your race, or they wouldn't be resorting to these absolute below-the-belt tactics.
Well, I'm the only person basically in Westminster who's standing up against our city council. I've been standing up against their sanctuary city policy. I stood up against their anti-Judeo-Christian National Day of Prayer that they made us change it into a National Day of Prayer, self-reflection, and meditation. I stood up against their single hauler trash push last year. I stood up against their water rate increase of 20 to 70% over the next 2 years that they just passed a few weeks ago. I actually stand for something, and that's what the left hates, specifically being a millennial Christian white conservative candidate. They don't know how to handle me because they will not run on policy. And the angry mob is now after me, and I won't take it. Lies I will not take. If they want to fight on policy, let's go head to head.
What are you doing to win this election in these last 17 days?
Specifically fundraising. I've fundraised three times more than any other Republican candidate in the past 6 years in this House district. And I got feet on the ground, just like the gentleman before me. We are winning votes at the door. I knock, I ring doorbells at every door because I'm running to hear what the constituents want. This isn't about me, and that's the difference between my opponent. She'll just cram some piece of spam mail in your door saying, look how good I look, look how good I look. Well, you know what? The people are sick of that. They want representation for them, not for their parties.
You, in your district, you had 37,000, almost 38,000 votes in 2012, 30,000 in 2014, the midterm, 39, almost 40,000 in 2016, the presidential election. What kind of enthusiasm are you seeing for this 2018 race?
First of all, I think it's a race to 17,000 votes. Whoever gets to 17,000 is going to take this seat. And people are sick of the representation we've had here the past 6 years. Like I said, our state representative for 6 years has been Democrat. We now have a Democratic state senator. Westminster City Council is 6-1 progressive to conservative right now. So people who are in the middle, who want bipartisan support on the majority of issues, are not getting any of it. And I'm standing up for the independents, and that's where I'm going to win this vote.
Are people bringing up the president or illegal immigration or any of the national issues that are fueling the, you know, everything that we see on cable and on mainstream television right now?
The past 13 months, frankly, I did hear a lot of rhetoric about Trump. First question you get at the door is, are you the Republican or Democrat? Next question is, do you support the president? And you either lose half of the people or you have half the people engaged at that point. I would say the past month or so, it has been very issue-driven. But the number one thing, Randy, I keep hearing at the door, I'm hearing from Republicans, they're asking me, Grady, who are you voting for governor? And that's about the scariest thing you could ever hear, being 2.5 weeks out from the ballot, because that means they're not actually confirmed on who they're going to vote for. Mm. So I wish the top of the ticket would just stand for a few key issues in these last 2 weeks to really drive the vote for the little guys like me at the bottom.
Yeah, it'd really help. You know, I was just looking at the numbers from the last midterm, and my friend Susan Kochevar came within 1,580 votes of winning that seat back in 2014. It sounds like you are on the ground, aggressive, up front, and doing the work these last couple of weeks. What kind of help do you need now? How will you use it?
Well, what I really need, Randy, is I need people to throw in a little bit more in contributions financially. Like I said, I just retained attorney Scott Gessler because we are going after criminal charges against these Democrat super PACs. I know other people in other House districts, they messaged me yesterday and said, Grady, thank you for standing up to this angry mob who continues to bully us. So I want to win this, and I want to see criminal charges brought. So it's kind of a combination. But every $20 or $40 that somebody could maybe donate is going directly towards fighting George Soros-funded super PACs here in Colorado. And you can do that at my website, which is GradyForHouse.com. GradyForHouse.com.
Mobs, not jobs, baby.
Oh, understood. Well, yeah. And that's the one thing my opponent's running on, more jobs for Jeffco. And you know what? I've walked thousands of doors in the past few months, and I've never heard one person say, I'm concerned about more jobs here in Jeffco. So she's so far off base on policy, it's almost comical.
Excellent. Well, I wish you good luck. I encourage everybody, you know, this is what we've got to do in these last couple of weeks is dig down, get that extra $5, $10, $20, $40, somebody that you like, someone who sparks your interest. This is a race that in the last midterm came within 1,000, 1,500 votes of becoming a Republican, a very highly valued Republican state House seat. And so very, very important. Thanks for your time this morning. I do wish you the best.
My pleasure, and make sure to do something for some candidate somewhere here in Colorado in the next few weeks. You could be the difference.
Grady, you sound great. I wish you luck today on knocking on those doors.
Well, thank you, Randy. I truly appreciate your blessing.
Better believe it. All right, it's 720.